murder on the high seas. Another Philco radio mystery program on the air. Another chance for you to win your share of $50,000 in cash prizes. Have you entered the Philco radio mystery contest yet? Do it now. Everybody's excited about this great contest of skill that rewards the winners with $50,000 in cash prizes. Every week at this same time, over this same station, your Philco radio tube dealer brings you transcribed the Philco radio mystery contest. Fascinating mysteries for you to help solve. The new, entirely different radio program where you get the thrill of showing how good a detective you are. Remember, in order for you to stand the same chance of winning a share in the $50,000 cash prizes as everybody else, you must have Philco Radio Mystery Book number 2. Get your free copy right away from your Philco Radio tube dealer. Nothing to buy, just ask for your copy. This big book tells you all the details about the $50,000 cash prize Philco Mystery Contest. It's filled with facts and diagrams. It will help you win. Now let's have some mystery. If you already have your book, be sure it's open to pages 4 and 5. Follow the action on the diagram as you listen to the broadcast of Philco Radio Mystery number 5, Death Boards the Sea Serpent. Philco and her friend Tom Taylor have gone fishing way out in Great Salt Bay. A few moments before our story begins, they've sighted a cabin cruiser some distance away, drifting about aimlessly with its engine running. And since no one has answered their repeated calls, Phil and Tom have gone over to the cruiser in their fast sea skiff. As the scene opens, Tom has just succeeded in boarding the boat and making his skiff fast to the cruiser's stern.
Ahoy in there! Anybody aboard?
Here, Tom. Help me aboard.
All right. There we are.
Thanks. I'll cut the engine. You go forward and drop the anchor.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Good heavens, Tom!
What is it?
Come back here.
Okay.
Look at this woman. She's unconscious.
Say, nasty gash in her head. I'd better run down into the cabin and get some water and a towel.
Yes, hurry, Tom.
There must be somebody else around. The table down here all set for four.
There must be a sleeping cabin further forward. Better investigate.
Oh.
Gently now. You've hurt your head.
Jack. Where's Jack? Where's my husband?
Here you are now. Sit down this seat. There. That's it. Hurry, Tom.
Coming. Oh, see, you brought her, too. I found a woman asleep in the forward cabin. She's coming right up.
Jane, dear, what's happened?
Oh, Alice, where's Jack?
I don't know. I've been asleep. What happened?
Someone hit me on the head.
Hit you? Oh, why, Jane, that's ridiculous.
Well, I tell you, someone hit me.
Do you feel better now?
Yes, a little, thank you.
Who are you people? What are you doing on the C-7? This is Jack Wilson's boat.
My name is Phyllis Poe, and this is my friend Tom Taylor. We saw your cruiser drifting, and when no one answered our calls, we came aboard. May I ask your name?
You may. I'm Alice Jocelyn. Jane Wilson here says she was hit on the head.
I'm worried about Jack. That's Mr. Wilson, my husband, Miss Cole. Alice, is the dory back there?
No, it's gone. I suppose Jack and Ed went fishing in it.
And Ed is Ed Jocelyn, your husband, is that correct?
That's right.
Oh, I'm worried about those two men. Something awful must have happened.
Since Mrs. Wilson believes someone hit her, I want to ask a few questions, if I may.
Why, we'll be glad to answer any question you may ask, Miss Cole. Won't you sit down, all of you?
Sit here, Phil.
No, thanks. I'll sit on this little steering seat here by the wheel. Oh, goodness.
What's the trouble?
Oh, there's an exposed nail in the steering seat. I've torn my new slacks.
Well, you certainly have. If I were you, I'd sit down again until you find a needle and thread. Sit here, I'll stand.
No, thanks. Now, Mrs. Jocelyn, you said you'd been asleep.
That's right. Your friend Mr. Taylor woke me when he came down into the guest cabin.
Have you any idea how long you'd been sleeping?
Well, what time is it now?
Almost 1.
And I must have been sleeping about 1 hour.
Were you bothered by any unusual noises?
No, I slept the entire time. I didn't hear a thing. I sleep very soundly.
You call this Jack Wilson's boat. I take it that you and your husband are guests?
Yes.
Alice and Ed Jocelyn are old friends of ours.
I see. Now, Mrs. Wilson, please tell me what you were doing before you were struck.
Well, Ed Jocelyn and I were in the after cockpit. Ed was getting his tackle ready to go fishing with Jack and the dory. My husband, Jack, was on the forward deck getting his fishing tackle ready. I don't know where you were, Alice, but you said you were down in the guest cabin asleep.
That's right, Jane.
Well, about 12:30, I went below to give some last-minute instructions about luncheon. I thought I heard Alice call Ed from up on the forward deck, but I couldn't be sure because Noggy had the radio on so loud.
To whom did you give instructions about luncheon?
To Noggy.
Who is Noggy?
The Wilson's Japanese steward. Of course, Jane, that explains everything. It was Noggy that hit you. You had trouble with him last night, you know, about our dinner.
Yes, perhaps it was Noggy. Well, anyway, I gave instructions to Noggy, and then I came back up here. Just as I was stepping out to the after cockpit, I was struck on the head.
Where is Noggy now? Better go look for him, Tom.
Right away.
Oh, Alice, I'm so worried about Jack. And Ed, too. I'm sure something has happened to them.
No, Jane, they often go out fishing in the dory when they're going to do any chumming.
But they never go out of sight of the cruiser. Oh, and besides, they never go away and leave the engine running. Oh, I know something awful has happened. I know it. I just know.
Oh, Mrs. Wilson, why don't you go into the cabin and lie down?
But thank you. I will. You'd better stay here and help Alice watch for the men. Call me if you see them coming.
I will, Mrs. Wilson.
Poor Jane, she's so excitable.
Yes, she is. I think she'd better be taken into port for medical attention. Can you handle the cruiser, Mrs. Jocelyn?
Oh, good heavens, no. I wouldn't know one of these levers from another. Besides Ed and Jack, and Noggy is the only other one who can run this boat.
All right, come along now. We're not going to hurt you.
But, sir, Noggy, no, I've done anything.
Why, it's Noggy. Where did you find him?
In the rope locker up under the forward deck. He was hiding in there.
Yes, sir. You bet. Noggy hide.
Oh, just a minute, Noggy. Why did you hide in the rope locker?
I come out, say, luncheon, sir, if please, and see Missy Wilson out flat, blood all overhead. Noggy very much scared. Go and hide in locker till honorable sir come pull him out.
Tell me, Noggy, while you were preparing luncheon, did you hear any unusual sounds? Any noise at all out here on deck?
No. Philco radio, she play too loud. It play all time while I get lunch. Noggy like keep radio loud. Make everything more happy.
You certainly were playing it loud, Noggy.
What do you mean, Mrs. Jocelyn?
He had it turned on full volume. I dare say he had a purpose in keeping it so loud. Noggy, why did you hit Mrs. Wilson?
I no hit nobody. What do you mean, Mrs. Jocelyn?
Let's not be hasty, Mrs. Jocelyn. After all, we don't know that Noggy did hit Mrs. Wilson.
Well, if you're going to defend that steward, I'm not going to stay here another minute. You'll find me in the guest cabin.
Don't mind Mrs. Jocelyn when she fly off handle. She very nice sometimes.
Apparently, this isn't one of her times.
Noggy, you said you ran forward to the rope locker. Did you see or meet anyone on your way?
No, nobody.
I don't want to embarrass you, Phil, but perhaps Noggy can bring you a needle and thread.
Oh, sure. Noggy have plenty needle. That is bad for sewing.
Oh, I didn't realize it was as bad as that. Noggy, I tore my slacks on that nail there in the steering seat.
Oh, Noggy, forget the hammer nail in. Yesterday, Missy Jocelyn get big tear, too. She run big boat while men out in little boat fishing.
Oh, Noggy, how's forgetting the needle and thread, huh?
Oi, sea serpents!
Say, here comes the Coast Guard.
Who is it? Is it Ed?
I don't know yet, Mrs. Jocelyn.
Oh, Alice. Maybe they have bad news about Jack. Oh!
This line, will you?
Right. Let her come. That's it. I got it.
I'm coming aboard.
Okay, jump over.
Oh! Oh, they're towing our dory. Oh, where's my husband? What's happened?
Oh, just a minute, lady. We're coming to that. Captain Brent, Coast Guard. I've been looking for this cruiser.
Captain Brent, I'm Phyllis Cole.
Oh, afternoon, ma'am. I've heard a lot about you.
This is my friend Tom Taylor. These ladies are Mrs. Wilson and Mrs. Jocelyn.
Jocelyn, eh? Boy, send Mr. Jocelyn over.
Right, Captain.
Alice, something terrible has happened.
What do you mean, Ed? Where's Jack?
Okay, Mr. Jocelyn. I'll tell him your story.
We were fishing. Jack upset the dory.
Ed.
1 minute,
is,
Jane.
Is...
1 minute. I righted the boat and dove for him, but it was no use. Captain Brett picked me up, and then we found Jack's body floating on the water.
Tom, you'd better take Mrs. Wilson inside.
Noggy will help too, sir.
Oh, you stay here, Noggy. I can do it.
Poor Jane. Her husband drowned. Oh, why, it's horrible.
He wasn't drowned, Mrs. Jocelyn. He was murdered.
Murdered?
Yes. He was dead before he was dumped into the water. His skull was bashed in with a bottle. We found pieces of glass in the wound. My guess that Mr. Jocelyn did the job, then rowed him out and dumped him.
No use of my lying, Captain Brent. You're right. I did it.
Oh, Ed. Ed.
All right, come along, Jocelyn. We're taking you ashore.
Oh, one moment, Captain Brent.
Yes, Miss Cole?
Mr. Jocelyn didn't kill Mr. Wilson. Mrs. Jocelyn is the one you want.
Well, that's preposterous. I've given my confession.
Yes, Mr. Jocelyn. But your wife, Alice, has already given hers, although she hasn't meant to.
Oh, Ed. Ed, help me.
I'll do all I can, Alice, darling. All I can.
Don't you want to tell the whole truth now, Mrs. Jocelyn?
Yes. Yes. This is the truth. Jack Wilson and I were sitting on the forward deck. He was mending his fishing tackle. Jane Wilson and Ed were in the after cockpit. Ed was getting his tackle ready to go fishing in the dory.
Go on.
For the past year, I'd been borrowing money from Jack Wilson and hadn't been able to pay it back. This morning, he threatened to tell my husband about it. Jack and I argued, and then I lost my temper. There was a bottle lying on the deck, and without knowing what I was doing, I hit him. Oh, I didn't mean to kill him. Honestly, I didn't. Then I called my husband, and he came forward and found that Jack was dead. Oh, I can't go on.
I'll tell the rest. I planned to get the body in the dory quickly. I knew that Jane Wilson was in the main cabin with Nagi. But when I got back to the cockpit, Jane was coming out. I had to hit her so she wouldn't see me with Jack's body. Then I shoved her back into the control cabin. I told Alice to start the engine and run the cruiser into Baytown with Jane.
I was going to take Jane to a doctor and say that she'd fallen while the men were out fishing. I ran about a mile and I saw your boat and lost my head and went below and made believe I was sleeping.
And the rest we know.
Darling, darling, if you'd only told me about the money you borrowed, I'd have paid him back.
No, Ed, you couldn't have. It was way too much. Oh, Ed, Ed, what will they do to me?
Did you know it was Alice Jocelyn all the time? Then it ought to be the easiest thing in the world for you to write down three reasons why Phil Coe, the famous girl detective, suspected Alice too. It certainly pays to listen carefully to every one of the Phil Coe radio mystery programs. $50,000 in cash prizes in this easy, spectacular contest. Huge weekly prizes, mammoth grand prizes, just for answering the contest questions asked in Philco Radio Mystery Book Number 2. Of course, you have your copy. If you haven't, get it now from your Philco Radio Tube dealer. It's free, nothing to buy, and you must have this book to enter the contest. It contains the official entry blanks on which you must write your answers. Listen to Philco Radio Mysteries every week at this same time over this same station. Don't miss one of them. Don't miss any detail of any program either. Have Philco radio tubes in your set so that reception will be clear and good. Names of the major winners in this week's contest will be broadcast as soon as possible on a following Philco mystery program. Next week, another chance to win your share of the $50,000 cash prizes in this mammoth radio contest. Next week, another Philco mystery program. Next week, at this same time over this station, hear Phil Coe, the girl detective, solve the Double X mystery.